Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. So this Mishnah is going to deal with more cases of damage, hezek, caused by fire. Yetz sheyotza mitachas hapatish lehizik. If a spark flies out from under the hammer, someone, let's say you have a blacksmith who's, you know there are sparks that fly out, and it damaged, and it caused hezek to someone else's stuff. Chayiv, he's chayiv to pay for the hezek. The basic idea being that when he's banging with his hammer on the hot piece of metal, a spark flies out, causes damage. For example, it flies into the street and burns up someone's, let's say, whatever it is, a guy's driving by, straw in his back of his wagon, and it hits it and it lights it up. So he's going to be chayiv because he should have been working far enough inside his property so that the sparks would not hit it. He has to take that into account. Gamal shahaya ta'un pishtan v'avar v'shus harabim. So if a gamal, a camel, is passing through a v'shus harabim and it was full of pishtan, flax, v'nichdas pishtan l'tocha chanut v'dolko b'nei rosh al-chavani. And this pishtan, this flax, that was on this camel, he's loaded onto him, it goes into and it extends into the store or the shop, and it's set on fire by the Chenvani's lamp or mare, the Hidlik es Habira. And then what happens is this camel with its now burning pishdan set fire to a house, a big house, a bira. Baal Gamal Chayiv, the owner of the gamel, of the camel, is Chayiv to pay for burning down the house, burning down the bira, because it was his Shia to have his camel bundled with flax in a way that it was so wide that it would go into a nearby shop. However, if the Chenvani had his fire, his lamp outside, and then the camel's pishdan caught fire there, then the Chenvani is going to be chayiv to pay for both the pishdan that he burnt up and the house, because he was the posheya by putting his lamp there. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Bener Chanukah Potter, that if the Chenvani put his lamp out there, his fire out there, and it was a Chanukah light, it was Chanukah there, then he's not going to be chayiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not going to be chayiv to pay for the hezek, since it's a mitzvah to place the Chanukah candles outside, where it can be seen by people, Pesumei Nisa, so the Chenvani is not going to be chayiv. I should explain, if you remember, we had a machlokas whether or not if someone has permission to place his stuff in Rishus HaRabim and it causes damage, so it was a machlokas we had earlier, Tanayim, whether or not one is going to be chayiv. We first will point out that this opinion of Yehuda might hold that even if one would be chayiv for putting things out when he has Rishus to put it out, maybe he's potter here because it's a mitzvah. Regardless, the Tanakhama here disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda even with respect to the Ner Chanukah. He holds that the Chenvani should have watched over his Ner Chanukah to make sure that doesn't do any damage. Another important issue that needs to be taken into account in this Mishnah, but it's not for us right now, is when we're talking about the fire damaging, are we talking about the mazik of Adam, or are we talking about the mazik of Eish? And the difference could very well be, and it could be very important, because we're going to see, when we learn the Gemara, the machlokes, Eisho Mishum Mamono, or Eisho Mishum Chitza. How do you view Eish? Do you view Eish like a chayt, like an arrow, which is Adam HaMazik, or is it viewed like Mamon HaMazik? But regardless of that machlokes, if we take an Eish, if someone takes an Eish and actually takes it and puts it, let's say, into someone's heart, a fire, or takes the fire and actually puts it into the bush, that's not Eish. That's the equivalent of Adam, according to everybody. That's not considered Eisho Mishum Chitza. So Eisho is only when it spreads with the Ruach Mitsuya. Then there's a whole shaila of how to go ahead and view the fire that extends. Is it viewed as Adam or is it viewed as Mamon? And it has big ramifications because when the gamal goes ahead and the gamal will spread this fire and the person is responsible and negligent and has his gamal spreading and bringing the fire to another place, so depending on whether or not the fire spreads or not is going to be very significant, because if the fire it just causes the damage in that location, so then obviously the gamal went ahead and lit the fire by the gamal going and directly coming in contact with it. But if the fire spreads, So then it might depend on whether or not you view Eish as Mamon or as what's called the Chais, your arrow. And if it's viewed as Mamon, then if your Gamal is doing Mamon Hamazik, you're not responsible at all. If your Gamal is doing what's called Chais, which is the equivalent of Koach Adam, so then you have to be chayav to pay for the fire that spreads, Chatzi Nezek, because that's like the equivalent of Tzroros, Ad Kan.